In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I am glad to be with you today. It's a beautiful day in Boston. And today, for those people who are going through the fire, remember the scripture says that the fire shall not harm you. That's from Isaiah 43. But today we're looking at the whole experience of Israel in Babylon. And King Nebuchadnezzar wants Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the Israelites, and all of Israel to worship the golden image. I'm going to pick up from there, and it's Daniel 3. Nebuchadnezzar's face became livid with utter rage against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He ordered the furnace to be heated 7 times more than usual, and had some of the strongest men in his army bind up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he cast them into the white hot furnace. Listen to this, I love this. They were bound and cast into the white hot furnace with their coats, their hats, their shoes, and their other garments. For the king's order was urgent. So they threw them in, coats and hats and shoes and other garments. So it's like they're all dressed up to be burned. This is amazing. All dressed up to be burned, you know. Rather than throw the hat off, they walked into the fiery furnace with hats and coats. And it must have been cold that day. I tell you, it wasn't cold in that fiery furnace. And they were bound and cast into the white-hot furnace with their coats and hats and shoes and other garments. For the king's order was urgent. So huge a fire was kindled in the furnace that the flames devoured the men who threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into it. But these three fell bound into the midst of the white-hot furnace. They walked about in the flames, singing to God and blessing the Lord. Isn't this amazing now? When the fire comes, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego begin to worship. When the fire is in, they're walking in the fire. They're walking through the fire. They've got their hats on, their coats on, their gloves on. They're walking. What are they doing? They are blessing God. They are blessing the God of Israel. In the fire, Azariah stood up and prayed, "Blessed are you and praiseworthy, O Lord, the God of our fathers, and glorious forever is your name." What do we learn when we are in the fire? And it's the hardest thing to do is to worship and praise the Lord. I don't know what fire you're going through today, but we're all in some kind of fire. But I'm telling you, the first thing Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they do, is they begin to bless God. "Blessed are you and praiseworthy, O Lord, the God of our fathers, and glorious forever is your name. For you are just in all you have done, and you are faultless, and your ways are right, and your judgments are proper." Oh, they are extolling God. Hallelujah. What do you do when you're in the fire? What do I do? Maybe we kind of whimper. Maybe we kind of say, "I'm tired of the fire. I've been in the fire long enough. I'm sick of the fire." Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego begin to worship. And they say, "You, God, have executed proper judgments in all you have brought upon us and upon Jerusalem, the holy city of our fathers." Remember, they're out of Jerusalem. They're in Babylon. They've been there for a long time. The temple has been ravaged. "You've executed proper judgments, Lord." Why? Because of our sins. All these things have happened because of our sins. By proper judgment you have done all this because of our sins. For we have sinned and transgressed by departing from you, and we have done every kind of evil. The first thing they do is to worship and praise God. The second thing they do is to admit the sin of the people. You know, God, you are just in all your deeds. We're in Babylon because we worshiped false gods. We're in Babylon because we went the wrong way. We're in Babylon because we forgot our God. We're in Babylon because we chose Babylon. That's what we did. We chose Babylon. We chose to be bound up in Babylon. You know why, God? Because Israel sinned. I hope this is a lesson for me and the church. I hope this is a lesson for me, first of all, and the church. The first thing we do when we're in dire need and trouble is to praise God. Hallelujah. For there is none like thee, O God, for thy judgments are true and holy. O God, we have merited what we are experiencing through our sins. O God, we have merited what we are experiencing through our sins. And O Father, we worship you and we praise you and we bless you. O God, Boston, the Archdiocese, we have sinned against thee, O God. We have sinned against your people, not only with abuse, but we've sinned against priests. We've thrown them out. O God, forgive us. O God, forgive us. O God, forgive us. O God, forgive us. Our people have left the church because they've been disillusioned because of our sins. O God, forgive us. O God, forgive us. O God, forgive us. Not only have they left because they're disillusioned, oh, so many of them are so in need, and when they go and talk to somebody, there's no one there to talk to because we become a referral service. Oh, God, forgive us. Oh, God, forgive us. Oh, Father, forgive us. You are holy. You are awesome. We deserve what we are getting, but oh, God, forgive us. We have sinned and transgressed by departing from you. We've done every kind of evil. It's kind of like letting it all hang out. Not hiding our sin with fig leaves like Adam and Eve, but just letting it all say, you know, this is the way it is. This is what we've done. We have sinned and transgressed by departing from you. We've done every kind of evil. Your commandments we have not heeded, we have not observed, nor have we done as you ordered us for our good. Your commandments we have not heeded. We say we are pro-life, and today 30 children will die in Planned Parenthood, and the church will sing songs. Oh, we should be singing songs, but we should be singing them at Planned Parenthood. Because the only one that can stop the abortion holocaust is the church. But we have decided not to get our hands dirty. We have decided to have our pro-life office in Natick rather than where the action is. Oh, God, forgive us. We do not go out to the clinics, to the mills, you know why? Because we don't want bad publicity. And yet there is a Holocaust happening today, just like there was in the time of Hitler. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We have transgressed. We have departed from you. We have done every kind of evil, not only the evil that we have done, but the good we have not done. Do you see why Boston is in the fire? Do you see why you might be in the fire? Do I see why I might be in the fire? Oh, the confession of our sins, without hiding them anymore, to truly say, God, I have transgressed. I have sinned. I have departed from your ways. Your commandments we have not heeded or observed, nor have we done as you have ordered us for our good. Take birth control. Who talks about it? Most birth control is also an abortifacient, which means it aborts. No one says anything. As some people said, mangana parola. We have sinned in what we have done and what we have not done. Therefore, all you have brought upon us, all you have done to us, you have done by proper judgment. Therefore, God, what we're going through, we deserve. That's what the man in the fire is saying. We deserve it. In other words, he's not hiding. He's not talking for himself. He's talking for Israel. He's talking for his people. We deserve it. Oh, yes, I deserve it. But, you know, it doesn't end there. You have handed us over to our enemies. Yeah? The bill collectors are at the door. You've handed us over to our enemies. Lawless and hateful rebels to an unjust king, the worst in all the world. Now we cannot open our mouths. We, your servants who revere you, have become a shame and a reproach. In other words, we are forced to worship the golden image, and we will not do it. For your name's sake, do not deliver us up forever. There it is. Here's the change. We've sinned, but for your name's sake, do not deliver us up forever. Do not make void your covenant. Father, look upon the blood of Jesus. Do not deliver us up forever, but listen to the blood of Christ that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Father, do not deliver us up forever, because you know what, Father? We come into the Holy of Holies through the blood of Jesus, and we say, do not deliver us up forever. Father, do not deliver us up forever. Do not forget the covenant that Jesus made in his blood. Remember what he said, the new and eternal covenant in the blood. Oh, Father, do not forget your covenant in the blood of Jesus. Look upon the church. Look upon us. We have sinned. We have sinned. We have sinned, but do not forget your covenant. Do not forget that blood that the Master shed. Do not forget that day that we call good, that day that we call Good Friday. Do not forget it, Father. Do not forget it as we enter into the Holy of Holies through the blood of Jesus. Do not forget it, Father. Do not forget it. Do not forget it. Oh, Father, you can never forget it, because the blood of Jesus speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Don't forget it, Father. I know we deserve all we're getting, but Father, give us repentance. A clean heart create within us, O God. Put a steadfast spirit within us. Cast us not out of your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Renew the joy of our salvation, O God. We have sinned against you. Have mercy on us, O God, have mercy. In your compassion, blot out our offenses, thoroughly wash us from our guilt, and cleanse us from our sins. Oh, do not make void your covenant, Master. Do not make void the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Do not take away your mercy from us. Do not take away your mercy from us. Oh, if you take your mercy from us, we will die. If you take your mercy from me, I will die. Take not your mercy from us. Take not your spirit from us, David cried out. Oh, God, have mercy on us. Remember your covenant and forsake not your mercy. For the sake of Abraham, your beloved, Isaac, your servant, Jacob, Israel, your holy one, but most of all, Jesus, for the sake of Jesus Christ, do not forsake us. For the sake of Jesus, do not cast us away from your presence. For the sake of Jesus, call us back to yourself through repentance. Oh, Father, Father, Your people perish for lack of knowledge. Your people perish for lack of vision. Do not forsake your people. Father, you know how they call me. You know how they call me at all hours of the day and night. You know how they call. How they call these poor people from all over, broken, broken people in need of mercy, in need of mercy for their sake and for the sake of Jesus. Do not forsake your covenant. Raise up shepherds after the heart of the Master. Raise up shepherds after the heart of Christ. Raise up shepherds that would care for the needy and tend the poor and the flock that is broken. Oh, Father. Father, I see them. I hear them. The phone never stopped. You know that. You know that these poor, broken people looking for a word of encouragement, looking for a word that's going to help them through the day. People that don't want to live anymore because they've been so broken. Father, do not forsake your covenant for the sake of Jesus. And we heard this Sunday about the poor, oh Father. Oh, the poor, they're so broken and they need shepherds. And who will tend the poor? Who will tend the poor? Oh, yes, we are all poor. But who will tend them, God? Who will tend the one who calls me that looks just for a little encouragement because he doesn't feel he can face the day? Who will tend the husband who just called me that said, my wife's circulation? You prayed and she was healed 5 years ago. It's starting to come back again. Who will tend these people? Who will tend the person that called me this morning and I had to say no because I feel sick myself? Who will tend them unless you have mercy? Unless you remember your covenant? Unless you send us shepherds after your own heart? Who will tend them, Lord? These are the sheep of your pasture. You have gained them for yourself through the blood, my Father. Who will tend them unless you do something? Cause your church to repent. Cause me to repent. For Father, the broken, I'm not even talking about the women who have aborted and their post-abortion syndrome. And they call. And about the women who have just had babies and they have no food and they call. And about the woman who's off of a disability and they have no food in the house and they call. Who will tend your sheep? Who will tend your sheep? Oh, what about my friend that someone, this poor boy brought up by a family, they left him the house. They didn't treat him well as they brought him up. He can't pay the taxes. So he signs the house over to somebody else and gets thrown out of his own house. And he has no malice toward these people. Oh, yes, they find us. They find us. And he doesn't have enough food to eat. Enough gas to run in his car. Who will tend these people? Who will tend these people, O God? Remember your covenant. Remember for the sake of Jesus. Not even talking about the people on the street, O God, because it's going to be getting cold. Oh, yes, it's been warm, but it's going to be getting cold. People will sleep out on the streets. And who will tend these people, O God, unless you cause your church to repent, and you, as Amos said, cause us to care for the poor. Who will tend the poor and the lame and the broken? For did you not say that you have come to seek and save that which was lost? Did you not say that when you have a reception, you do not invite the people that are going to invite you back, but you invite the poor and the broken and the blind and the lame? Because they cannot invite you back. Did you not say that? Lord, we do not live that way. Unless we repent, let us repent. give me the grace of true repentance. Give the church the grace of true repentance so that we can care for those that nobody else wants. Oh, Father, I know that one of the symbols of Holy Rosary is a lighthouse. You've shown that to me so often. But, Father, the light sometimes needs to be brighter. We need more power, more love, more hands, more prayer, more prayer, more prayer, more prayer. Raise up a nation, raise up a people that will care for those that nobody else wants, oh Father. My heart is broken for your people. And yet I cannot live in a broken heart because then I am stymied. I cannot do anything. I must go on one step at a time. I must go on. But you must care for your people. Raise up shepherds after the heart of Jesus. Do not take away your mercy from us for the sake of Abraham, your beloved Isaac, and Jacob and Israel, your holy one, to whom you promised to multiply their offspring like the stars of the heaven or the sand of the seashore. For we are reduced, O Lord, beyond any other nation. We are brought low everywhere in the world this day because of our sins. Yeah, that's Boston. That's the United States. We are reduced, O Lord, beyond any other nation, brought low everywhere in the world because of our sins. We have in our day no prince, prophet, or leader. Yes, we do. We've got Jesus. Hallelujah. We've got Jesus. He's our prince. He's our prophet. He's our leader. He's at the Father's right hand. He's our sacrifice. Yes, he's our sacrifice. He's our oblation. He's our incense. He's our first fruits. We find favor because of Jesus. Father, look on Jesus. Look on Jesus. Look on Jesus. Look not upon us. Look on Jesus. Look on the poor. Look on Jesus. Raise up a nation that will care for your people, I pray. For it is the heart of God. We have no one but Jesus, Father. We have no one but Jesus. He's all we have. He's all we have. He's all we have. He's all we have. Oh, they had no prince or prophet or Holocaust because they were out of Jerusalem. But we've got Jesus at the right hand of the Father. We've got the Lamb that was slain. Whoever lives to make intercession for us. Oh, Father, listen to Jesus. Oh, Father, cause revival. Oh, Father, have mercy upon me, a sinner. I need your mercy more than anybody else. I need your mercy because you know what? I'm a religious man. And I need your mercy because religion can get in the way. I need your mercy. I need your mercy. I need your mercy. Hide not your face from me. Hide not your face from the church. But with contrite heart and humble spirit, let us be received. For that's all we can give you. A humble, contrite heart, O Lord, you will not spurn. Give us contrite hearts and humble spirits, as though they were holocausts and rams and bullocks and thousand fat lambs. So let our sacrifice be in your presence today as we follow you unreservedly. Raise up men and women that will follow you unreservedly. Unreservedly. For those who trust in you cannot be put to shame. Those who trust in you cannot be put to shame. Oh God, give us the grace to trust. To trust. Even in the fire. Even in the fire. Oh, my Lord and my God. For we follow you now with our whole heart. We fear you and we pray to you. Do not let us be put to shame, but deal with us in your kindness and mercy. Deliver us by your wonders and bring glory to your name, O Lord. And let all those be rooted who inflict evils on your servant, and let them be shamed and powerless, and their strength broken. Amen. Let them know that you alone are the Lord and God, glorious over all the world. If you have a Catholic Bible, then you take the third chapter of Daniel, and it will be found, the whole thing is in a Catholic Bible, the third chapter of Daniel. Tomorrow is Wednesday. I'm doing a day of recollection at Lakeville. You are invited to come. His land in Lakeville. Tomorrow from 10 to 3. Lakeville, Massachusetts. His land. You are invited to come from 10 to 3. Bring your dancing shoes. Lakeville from 10 to 3. His land. Also, tomorrow night we will be at the Espousal Retreat House, and that begins at 7:30. I do need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. We are in debt, and you know what? People who are blessed by these broadcasts need to help us. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602. East Boston, Mass. 02128. We are in debt, and I come to you saying, my friends, I will not stay in debt. If we cannot pay our bills, I will pull off of the radio in many areas. God pays for what he orders. If these broadcasts bless you, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. We will be in Lakeville tomorrow, his land, at 10 o'clock in the morning till 3. You are welcome. Bring your dancing shoes. The Lord is God. Let us always begin by saying, praise you, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Glorious is your name. And from the fire we say we have sinned, but your mercy endures forever as you remember the blood of Jesus. Never forget his blood, Father. It is our only salvation. God bless you. Behold,
I stand at the door and knock. This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.